More now on the protests overnight in Boston over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They turned violent and chaotic hours after thousands peacefully marched into the streets of downtown Boston. Boston police say about 40 people were arrested after they clashed with officers and vandalized and looted stores. WBUR's Adrian Ma was there from the start of the protests and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, Bob.
So, Adrian, walk us through how you saw the day play out yesterday.
So, I started out about a little before 6 o'clock where the protesters were gathering in front of a bank near Nubian Square. And at that point, it was a pretty small group. It was very calm, maybe 200 people. But then within, I'd say, half an hour, that number just grew and grew. 500, 1,000 people. 2,000 people. And then I just sort of lost count. And it was really kind of stunning how quickly this crowd grew. But, you know, it was peaceful.
All right. But the crowd didn't stay in Nubian Square in Roxbury. What happened next?
Right. So from there, they moved up Washington Street towards the State House. And as they moved along, they formed a sort of river and were joined by a procession of dozens of cars. So these cars were blasting their horns, some were playing music, or holding signs out the window to show their support for the protesters. And as I sort of followed them along this route, I noticed that there were more and more people joining. Some were older folks, some were just little kids. Like this person that you're going to hear in a second is Kaylee. She was 6 years old. And I saw her on the sidewalk holding a sign that said, "We can make it."
And did you come up with this slogan, "We can make it"?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? What do you mean by that?
We can make it, America, and that Black Lives Matter.
Her dad, as Lionel Harris, said it was all her idea.
So we were at home, we were watching it on TV, and we didn't realize how close the parade was coming to our house. When we saw that, she went downstairs and said, "I want to make a sign. I want to show support." And so we gave her time to make up her own sign. And here we are.
So this was the mood for a few hours. It was, you know, clearly a lot of people were expressing anger. But there was also sort of like a happy warrior quality to it, almost like jovial. Some folks that I met came from outside Boston. One of them was James Simpson from Framingham. And he said what he wanted people to know was, you know, he felt like that social equality for Black Americans in this country has been backsliding, and that our political leaders, and he specifically mentioned the president, he said they are not helping.
We definitely feel hurt, you know. We feel hurt. We feel tired. We definitely feel like we're not wanted in this country. We feel betrayed. We just want the same respect that anybody else would get. A white man put in the situation, we'd want the same respect and the same justice that he would get.
Adrian, I think I have to ask, out of that soundbite, what did the crowd look like? Was it racially diverse?
It was. You know, I would say it was a very diverse crowd. Black, white, Hispanic, and Asian. And as, you know, I've already mentioned, there were folks there of different ages and even different occupations that I didn't, you know, really have at the top of my mind. I spoke to one person who's a doctor. Lee Cohen works at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
A whole lot of my life is spent dealing with the consequences of racial injustice in our society. I've spent the last month in the COVID ICUs with an inordinately large number of my patients being Black and Hispanic, and I've seen the consequences of an enormous amount of violence and police violence on patients who are African American.
Adrian, did you ask the doctor, Dr. Cohen, about mass gatherings during a time when we're still fighting a pandemic? And if so, what'd she say?
She said that she knows that this kind of gathering is risky during a time like this, and she was torn about it. But she also felt like now, you know, this is sort of an important moment for society, and she wanted to be part of it and show her support.
This was the peaceful side of what happened yesterday in Boston, but things went downhill late in the evening last night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, later in the evening, I would say around 9-ish o'clock, I went to downtown Crossing area, and things pretty much escalated from there. I saw police getting into confrontations with protesters. Groups of them were running away from the crowds who said they'd gotten tear gassed. And then from there, it just seemed to get even more chaotic. So somebody was setting off fireworks. And then, what you also hear in that scene is loud police sirens with cruisers moving in. And then those cruisers being confronted in some cases with groups of protesters who are hurling water bottles. And then I saw groups of protesters as they were sort of falling back from the advancing police start to break into the shop windows of, clothing and jewelry shops.
It would seem to be exactly the kind of thing that the organizers of the peaceful protest were trying to avoid.
Yeah, they in the promoting this protest, they kept saying that this is going to be a peaceful event. This is what we want it to be.
How long did the protest go, the violent protest go, and how did things eventually end?
I think it was probably a couple of over the course of a couple of hours, the protesters dispersed, and I was kind of looking around and as things started to calm down, and then I heard a woman screaming behind me, and I turned around, and it turns out she was basically just like venting her frustration at the situation. It turned out to be this woman, Dorcas Dunham. She's about 30, says she grew up in Boston, and she was just really disappointed with the vandalism and the looting that took place late in the evening.
We have people who own some of these businesses in our community, and they're here marching with us. So to take our cause from something that, we can really see real change from, and to play with it, and to destroy the place that we have to live. We built this city.
And her sister, Janae Dunham, expressed a similar frustration, just worried that the vandalism sort of distracts from the political message.
But listen to the people that are telling you what they want. They're tired of looking every time on that phone and seeing somebody getting killed for no reason. I'm sad. I'm hurt. I'm hurt in my soul, in my heart.
So for her, a lot of people, it was probably not the way they wanted the night or even imagined the night would end.
And again, we should say that Boston police are telling us about 40 people were arrested. Seven police officers were treated for injuries last night. The National Guard was called out. And we'll have more about this all morning long here on WBUR. Adrian Ma, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it, Adrian.
Thank you, Bob.